Hello?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Haney. This is Sean Miller from Telstra. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for asking. Do you remember yesterday I had a word with you regarding your internet?
Yeah.
And I was trying to provide you a security, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. By the way, ma'am, yesterday I have also transferred this call to MCA department. You had a word with him as well?
John Williams, yeah.
To Mr. John Williams, right. Okay, all right. So after talking to him, did you use your internet or your computer, ma'am?
No.
You haven't used it. Okay, no problem. I need to check the services of your router that are working properly or not so that I can make a report of it. Could you please go ahead and check if your computer is working or not?
Yeah, just a minute.
Okay, all right.
But how come all you people have Anglican names, but you're not Anglican, you're not English or anything, are you?
Now, hold on, ma'am. Let me just talk to my senior, okay? Yes, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, alright. Let me show you, ma'am. Going my ancestry, like I'm an Indonesian. Actually, my father was from Sri Lanka and my mother lives in Australia. And I've worked in Telstra since last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Sean is a Christian name, not an Australian name. If you find any person in Sri Lanka or in Africa, you will get Sean name as well. Okay. No, if you see...
Where are you located?
Right now, ma'am, I'm calling you from Telstra, which is based in 400 George Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000. Okay? Yes.
Yeah. I've got the home page.
Oh, you got the home screen. Okay, all right. And also, ma'am, yesterday I have shown you the picture of the man who looks like a Russian, right?
Yes.
And you told me that you don't know that man personally or physically, right?
No.
Okay, all right. And Mr. John Williams asked any question about him?
I don't remember.
You don't remember, okay.
But
right.
I've never seen the man.
You have never seen that man, okay, right? Because, ma'am, you know, since last couple of weeks, our team, National Crime Authority, they was trying to trace him. And, today morning, when I opened my, company's email, I got an email from NCA department that we are successfully to trace the live location of the hacker. Actually, the thing is that, ma'am, from last couple of months, our team, National Crime Authority, they already caught 180 hackers from our country and outside the country as well by the help of our team. Because you know what, ma'am, these hackers are very smart. Each and every day, they change their location and identity. All right. So,
okay.
In your case, madam, they are using your internet line from the different location. All right. So we are working on it, ma'am. You don't need to worry about it. Right now we are handling your case. Yeah, and our NCA department, National Crime Authority, they are taking care of your internet. You don't need to worry about anything. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And what do you see on your screen right now?
My homepage.
Homepage. In your homepage, ma'am, can you see there is a new icon that is called Any Desk? Open that Anydesk application, please. And once you open it, ma'am, what do you see after that?
My address and the four blocks underneath.
Oh, your address is 693-895-290. Okay, all right, let me check. And yesterday, ma'am, you haven't used your internet after talking to us?
No.
What do you see, ma'am? Any changes?
No, I just had a very short security alert.
Security alert. Okay, you can do one thing. You can minimize this any desk, ma'am. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yeah.
And you can open your Google Chrome. Not Google Chrome. Microsoft Edge, ma'am. Microsoft Edge. I need to check the speed, what is the speed you are getting. All right. And when you open it, ma'am, you will get a search box. In the search box, you can type Telstra speed test.
In the search box, okay.
Yeah. In the search box, you can type Telstra speed test. And you can search for it. Yeah, search for it, ma'am. When you search for it, ma'am, you will get an option where there is speed test Telstra. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Click on it. When you click on a speed test Telstra, you will go to our official speed test Telstra page from where you can measure the speed of your home broadband connection. In that page, ma'am, sorry?
Do you have to open website?
Yeah, or you need to click on speed test Telstra. Click on it. And once you open it, ma'am, what do you see?
Measure your connection speed, go.
Yes, right. You can click on go. When you click on go, you will get three options: ping, download, and upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping speed you are getting, what are the download and upload speed you are getting.
Ping is 14.
Download,
14 MS.
Yes.
Download is 22.9. Upload is still at its
5.1. All right, and the upload and download speed is running in Mbps, ma'am, or Kbps?
22.9.
Mbps?
5.1. Okay. The download speed is 22.9 and the upload is 5.1.
Just 5.1, okay, alright, hold on. Well, still the speed is not boosting up, madam. I can see in my system the security which I was trying to activate, it is successfully activated. But the internet speed which you are supposed to get, that is still not boosting up. Like, you are supposed to get download and upload speed is 80 Mbps. Mbps means, ma'am, megabyte per second. But right now you are getting 23 Mbps download and 5 Mbps upload, right? Okay, no problem, ma'am. I need to boost up the speed of your internet. You can do one thing. You can close this speed test page. Close it.
Yep.
And then on the left-hand side bottom corner where you can see magnifying glass, click on the magnifying glass.
Yeah.
And type in there T for Tango.
Yeah.
A for Alpha.
Yeah.
S for Sugar. And
K
for Kilo, right. Task Manager.
Yep.
Open the Task Manager, and when you open it, ma'am, on the left-hand side top, you will see Processes, Performance, App History. You can select Performance. And after selecting Performance, then you can click on Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is moving. All right, then you can select CPU, ma'am. CPU.
Yeah. You get a couple of boxes.
I think you have mistakenly clicking on the other one. You need to click on CPU.
Yeah, and not CPU 0.
No, not CPU 0, only
yeah.
CPU.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. From where you can see. Yes, right. And below that you will see there is a utilization, speed, processes, traits. Can you see that?
Yep.
So from there you can, we are going to boosting up the speed of your internet one by one. So you can leave your computer as it is. All right. Now I got an email from Mr. John Williams, he wants to talk to you. Yesterday he told you that he need to talk to you, so I got an email from him. He's on the floor, he wants to talk to you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So thank you very much, Mrs. Haney, for giving me your precious time. Now what you need
okay.
to do, you need to leave your computer as it is because still we are working. And what I will do, I'm going to transfer this call to Mr. John Williams to National Crime Authority Department. After that, he will let you know what you have to do, okay?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Haney. So you can stay on the line. I'm going... Sorry?
Could you say bye, John? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. How sweet of you. You can stay on the line. I'm going to transfer this call to NCA Department.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. Haney.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, ma'am. How are you? Very good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad.
Sounds lovely. I do believe, ma'am, you remember me. I had a word with you yesterday and I told you we are going to call you back for the security checkup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. By the way, so far, yesterday, after talking to me, did you use your computer or what you have done yesterday?
I used my computer to print some stuff, but I didn't, in Microsoft Word, I didn't use the internet.
All right. Okay, that's great. And this morning you had your breakfast?
I'm just finishing it. I'm still having my cup of tea.
All right. Okay, that's great. Now, the thing is that, ma'am, I do believe right now you was speaking to my colleague Sean Miller, right? Yeah, actually he was checking all the security which we have updated yesterday that all of them are working properly and not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And while checking the security, we have found that the internet speed is not boosted up yet, okay? The internet speed which you supposed to get, you are not getting that speed, all right? So we are boosting up the speed as well, okay? And after that, you remember I told you that in order to catch the hacker and the bank employee, I need your help. You remember yesterday I told you?
Yes, you told me, and I told you that I did not particularly want to go to Goulburn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But the thing is that, ma'am, okay, I had a word with my officers, okay, they are actually ready to catch the hacker and they are ready to catch the bank employee as well who is working for the hacker. And last night, after providing you a security, last night we kept our eyes in the activities of the hacker. They didn't try to do anything, okay. Just because of that, okay, we are not able to track their location, where exactly they are located. Understood, madam?
What was the last sentence?
Where exactly?
You didn't use
no,
the internet.
They tried to get inside your computer, okay? But
yeah.
They was not able to get inside it because of our security. This is why we have not noticed any activities doing by them, okay?
Yeah.
All right. This is why, ma'am, I told you that might be I need your help because I need to catch the hacker because I am not able to track the location. Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, hold on, please. All right. Could you please minimize on the screen whatever you have, okay, and log in into your email.
Yes, I have.
All right, okay, just wait. Okay, minimize your email, please. Every security of your email is working. Minimize it.
Yep.
What do you see now?
A blank screen.
Okay, all right, hold on. Now, what do you see?
A white screen. Black again.
All right, okay. Hold on. Now, what do you see?
Google.
Okay, now we have checked the security of your email. Now, we are going to check the security of your online banking. So, go ahead and put in the Google, okay? You just try to log in from here.
Yeah. What about stuff in there?
Like your bank name, and after that, type login. Now what comes up on your screen?
Bestpack online banking.
Yeah, click on that. It will give you the website of your banking, right?
Yeah.
So log in, please.
Yeah. I'm not happy doing this, sir.
Ma'am, this is not about your happiness. This is all about your safety and security.
Yeah.
Have you done? Write down your available balance in a piece of paper.
Yep.
Okay. Now your system is going to reboot automatically. Do not touch anything. What do you see now?
Blank screen.
Okay, hold on. Now, once you see your screen is back, okay, let me know. Do not touch anything, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just simply leave the control and don't touch anything, all right?
Yes, I heard you. Right, it's the same page again.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, you have an extra $20,000 in it.
Absolutely right. Don't touch your computer now. Now, what we have done in order to catch the hacker physically, as I told you, I need your help and you are the victim of the hacker. So without your help and support, I won't be able to find the hacker physically. So what we have done right now, we have a tie-up with the head office of Westpac. Not only Westpac, we have a tie-up with all the bank head office like Commonwealth, St. George, Bendigo, like this. because so many employees are doing this, helping the hacker to misuse their details for money laundering. So many bank employees are involved in this. This just because of that, we have a tie-up with all the bank's head office. So Westpac head office, they have transferred $20,000 into your account. Why they have transferred $20,000 into your account? Because the hacker was using your account for money laundering, and in order to catch the hacker physically, this is why they have transferred this $20,000 into your account. Now, with the help of this money, what you have to do physically, right now, physically, you have to go to your bank. I will give you the details of the hacker. You have to write down in a piece of paper, like I will give you his name, account number, BSB number, everything. You have to write it down in a piece of paper. And after that, physically, you have to go to your bank and you need to transfer that money into the hacker's bank account. Once you will transfer that money into the hacker's bank account, then the hacker will get excited. They will think that one of their partner sended that money to them. They will get excited. They will come outside. They will start doing activity. They will come outside. They will try to go to ATM or a branch to withdraw that money. And at that point of time, our cyber cops will be there. We will catch them red-handed. Okay?
Yeah.
This is the trick, ma'am. By the help of this trick, we already caught so many hackers, and I believe I'm going to catch this hacker as well. All right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I am in the middle of doing my washing, and I need to hang it outside.
Okay, you can. Yeah, you can do that. Then after that, you can go. And let me tell you, you have received $20,000 into your account, but you don't have to transfer whole amount, okay? You have to make a payment of $19,000. And $1,000 extra you are getting as a reward money from our government because you are helping our nation to catch the criminals. So this is why everyone is getting a reward money. So you are also getting a reward money of $1,000, okay?
Okay.
You have to make a payment of just only $19,000, all right?
Yeah.
So first of all, do one thing, sign out from your account. Sign out. And have once you done, just wait, okay? Do not touch anything, please.
All I'm getting is advertising for Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Okay, leave it. Okay, hold on.
It'll go away.
Yeah. I am just checking the account because these hackers are very smart each and every day. They change their identity and the location and also the account details so that no one can locate them, no one can trust them. So I am checking today which account they are active in, okay?
Yes.
So at the meantime, okay, like your washing is done?
No, not yet.
Okay, all right, hold on then. All right, madam, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, grab a fresh piece of paper and a pen. I got the details. I'm going to give it to you.
On my one sheet of paper, I put $19,000. So, yep.
Write down the bank name, Bendigo Bank.
Yeah. Which is,
yeah.
Double six double O or something, or?
No, what you have written?
Bendigo Bank.
Yeah, write down the BSB number.
Yeah.
633.
Yeah.
000000.
Yeah.
Now below that, write down the account number.
Yeah.
195.
Yeah.
793. 237.
Mm-hmm.
Confirm me the BSB and the account number.
633-000-195-793-237.
And below that, write down the account holder name.
Yeah.
The first name is Harsha, H for hotel.
Yeah.
A for
Apple. Yeah,
just hold on. After that, R for Romeo. S for sugar. H for hotel.
Yep.
A for apple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now write down the middle name, Vardhan. V for Victoria.
Hang on, my pen is giving up. V for Victoria, yeah.
A for apple.
Yeah.
R for Romeo.
Yeah.
D for David.
D for David, yeah.
Yeah, D like a delta, okay?
Yeah.
Then H for hotel.
Yeah.
A for apple.
Yeah.
N for November.
Father, yeah.
Yeah, and the last name is Maisa. M for mother.
Yeah.
Y for Yankee.
Yeah.
S for sugar. A for apple.
Maisa.
So, yeah, pronounce his name.
Harsha Vardhan Maisa.
Correct. And below that, write down the amount, $19,000.
I've written it right on top, yeah.
Okay, that's great. And below that, write down the reason of payment. That means payment reference is house renovation. Have you done?
Well, I've done that. The bank sheet noted I finished my renovation. So.
Sorry?
It's all right, no worries. I'm still not 100% happy with this.
Ma'am, as I told you, we are doing this for your safety and security because we don't want that the hacker again use your account for money laundering and you will face some legal problem in future. Because
yeah,
they are using your identity.
I'm scared, and if I do this, I end up with $1,000, which is not enough to get me through life, okay?
Ma'am, don't get scared. You are in a safe hand, ma'am, okay? You are not helping yourself only, you are helping our nation to catch the criminals.
Yeah,
so you should
be
proud of yourself.
Yeah.
You are speaking to the National Crime Authority, okay? You have my employment ID, you have my number, everything.
I've never heard of, okay.
Ma'am, actually, as I told you at the beginning of this call, we are undercover officers and we work under our government, okay?
Yes, okay.
So don't worry about it. Now listen to me very carefully what you have to do with the bank, in the bank, okay? Because I need to catch the hacker physically, and then, and as well as I need to catch the bank employee as well, okay? So
yeah.
You need to make this payment very carefully, very secretly, so that no one in the bank will get to know we are planning something to catch the hackers and the bank employee who are involved in this, okay?
Yeah.
So what do you have to do?
Go on.
You have to go to your branch Westpac, which is 40 kilometer away from you, right? You just need
40 k's away, yeah.
Okay, so you just need to go to your branch by drive, okay? I believe you have a car.
Yes.
And we have given you $1,000 extra as a reward money, so from our government, okay, so that you can manage fuel expenses from there, okay? All right.
Yes.
So you don't have to think about the fuel expenses on everything. You just have to pay your time to us, okay? That's it.
Yeah.
Now, what you have to do right now, physically, you have to go to your branch, and you need to then, after that, you need to go to the cash counter, okay?
Yeah.
Go to the cash counter and tell them, I want to make a telegraphic transfer. Keep in your mind, this is the main important thing, okay? Don't write anything in the piece of paper in which you have written down the banking details, okay?
Yeah.
Apart from the banking details, don't write down anything else. Otherwise, if the bank will see that paper, they will get to know somebody instructed you to do this payment, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So keep all these things in your mind, which I'm going to tell you right now, what you have to do in the bank and how you have to make this payment. Keep in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just need to visit your branch physically, and you need to go to the cash counter and tell them that I want to make a telegraphic transfer. Make sure
yeah.
it should be telegraphic transfer. And in order to do a telegraphic transfer, they will charge you $32 as a transaction fee. Okay?
Yeah.
Make sure. They will charge you transaction fee $32. You have to pay it from there. And if they
yeah.
are not charging you $32, that means they are doing a normal payment, not telegraphic payment. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You have to do telegraphic transfer, telegraphic payment, okay? It
yeah.
should be, in short form, it is TT, telegraphic transfer, TT, okay? In
TT,
short form.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have to go to the cash counter and tell them, I want to do a telegraphic transfer. They will ask you the details. Give them the details like bank name, account number, BSB number, everything, okay, account
yeah.
holder name, give them everything.
Yeah.
And if they will ask you the amount, tell them $19,000, all right? And if they will ask you the reason why you are making this huge amount of payment, $19,000, tell them for the house renovation, okay?
Yes, yeah. yeah.
Tell them I am renovating my house and this is for the renovation of my house, okay? If they will ask you that the renovation work is completed or is still going on, tell them no, it is still going on, okay?
Mm.
And if they will ask you, do you know this man personally or physically, Harsh Vardhan Maisha? Tell them, yeah, he is my friend and he is also an interior designer and helping me to renovate my house, okay? I know him physically from a long time, 10 years, 5 years, 8 years, tell anything, all right?
Yeah.
And if they will ask you how you got his banking details, tell them face to face he given me. Don't say that he gave me over the phone or he emailed me. No, tell them face to face.
Okay?
Yeah. And if they will ask you his address, I'm going to give it to you. You can write it down his address as well. Okay? Just wait. Let me check. As I told you, every day these hackers change their location, so it is very, you know, hard for us to find their exact address and everything. All right.
Yeah.
And the address which I am going to give it to you, I don't know it is a permanent or a fake address. I don't know, but still I can give you the address so that I can if in the bank it will be required, you can give them the details properly, all right? Hold on, please. Yeah, write it down, the address 7 Maplewood, MAPLE Maplewood.
And M for mother?
Yeah, M for mother, A for apple,
yeah.
P for Peter.
Maplewood.
Maplewood Circuit, CIRCUIT, Circuit.
Yes.
Truganina, TRUGA.
N-I-G-R-U-G-A. Yes.
N-I-N-A. November Indigo, November Alpha.
T-R-U-G-A-N.
I-N-A.
I-N. Truganina.
Yes. Melbourne 3029.
3029.
Melbourne, okay.
Now, wouldn't they wonder why I'm transferring money to him to Melbourne?
Yeah, actually tell them he lives in Melbourne, okay, but he's still working in my house, okay? He came to New South Wales and working in my house. He is my friend,
yeah.
I know him, okay?
Yeah.
But actually he lives in Melbourne, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the thing is that before you go to your branch, okay, just do a practice with me. Let me see that you got to know what you have to do in the bank. Suppose you are in the bank, okay, what you will do then?
I go to the cash counter,
mm-hmm.
and I ask them whether they can do a telegraphic transfer for me,
mm-hmm.
and I'll show them the account.
Like, don't give them this paper, okay? You just read the details to them, all right?
Why don't I put it on my phone, on my notes?
Sorry?
Why don't I put that note, that address in my phone?
In your phone?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get you. Like, you want to write down this?
Well, I write my shopping list in my phone. So why don't I put this note in my phone?
If you want, you can. But it is very good for you, ma'am. Like, you need to keep this note in the piece of paper, ma'am. You understand?
Yeah. Okay.
Or also you can write down the note in your mobile, ma'am. If you want, if you know how.
I could also what?
You can also write down these details in the note in your mobile, okay?
Yes. So
okay,
that way, they don't hang on to it because it's mine.
Okay. No. Don't write down in a mobile, ma'am, because, you know, I have to be on the line in your mobile, okay? When you go to the bank, I have to be on the line, okay? You need to keep that at that time, you have to keep that mobile inside your purse or pocket. You cannot get your mobile in the bank, all right? You know? You need to hide it. Understood? Because I will call every time. This is the law of our investigation. Every time I need to stay on this line. So suppose if you are going out, suppose you are on the way to the branch, I will be staying on the line in your mobile. Okay? Understood what you said? What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So keep this information in a piece of paper. All right?
I don't give it to them, I just read it out to them.
Yes, okay. So suppose you are in the bank, what you will do?
I'll ask them for a telegraphic transfer to my friend. I'll have to read it.
What is your friend's name?
I'll have to read it off. Harshavardhan Maisha.
Harshavardhan Maisha, yeah. And the BSB number?
Is 633-000.
And the account number?
195-793. 237.
And why you are making this payment to him?
Because he is house renovation for me.
And how much the amount?
19,000.
Oh my goodness, it is a very big amount. How you got his banking details?
He gave them to me.
How?
When he was doing my renovation.
Over the phone or email or face to face?
No, face to face.
Okay, all right. And is the renovation work is done or it is still going on?
It's still going on.
And is this the first time you are making a payment to him?
I am.
And may I know his address?
It's 7 Maplewood Circuit, Trigonina.
Nina, yeah, 3029 Melbourne, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but you are giving me Melbourne address, but you stay in New South Wales, right? So he is in New South Wales right now?
He is in New South Wales because he's working on my house.
All right, okay. And by the way, the 19,000 is a very big amount, okay? Did somebody told you to make this payment? I mean to say, have you received any phone call from Telstra or NCA and they told you, they pressurized you to make this payment?
No.
Yeah, they will try to play a trick with your mind. They will try to scare you that if this is a scam, you will lose your money. Somebody instructed you to make this payment or not. Simply tell them, no, I have not received any phone call from anywhere and I am happy to do this payment, okay?
Yes.
Because they are not going to tell you directly that don't do this payment and we don't want you to catch the hacker. They are not going to tell you directly this, okay? They will indirectly ask you because why they are hiding, they are going to pretend like they are very honest and they are very, very loyal. But actually they are hiding their reputation because they don't want to lose their customer, okay? And
yeah.
they are trying to save their reputation, all right? Because if this news will publish in the news channel or newspaper that the bank employees are selling the customer information to the hacker and helping them to misuse their details for money laundering, then every bank will start losing their customer and their reputation will goes down and also their share marketing price will goes down. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the reason. Yeah, go on.
Well, if I find that I am being hacked, I will go to the media.
Sorry?
If I find that I've lost $19,000 out of my account, it's okay.
You can go anywhere if you think for me like this, okay? You can go anywhere, but I'm promising you, you will not lose any of your single penny if you will follow our instruction, please.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Your money is not going to make me a millionaire, don't worry. I'm handsomely paid by our government, okay?
Yeah.
So don't worry. All right. So where is your mobile phone? Are you ready to go to the bank or you are...
No,
I'm
going
to
hang on. I've got to check my washing machine and then I've got to go and hang it out. My washing machine is finished.
I'm on the line. Once you're done, okay, and ready to go to the bank, let me know. I'm on the line. Don't hang up, okay? I'm on the line. Do your work and get back to me once you finish.
Okay, yep. Right, I'm done.
Okay, are you ready? Yeah, are
yes.
you ready?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, before you go to the bank, let me tell you, you need to carry your driver's license. It will be required in the bank. And you need to carry your debit card with you. It will be required in the bank.
Yes.
And also, you need to carry your mobile because I'm going to stay on the line in your mobile, okay?
Yeah,
and,
better
to
put my mobile.
Get your mobile, please, first of all.
Yeah, I've got it.
You got it. Okay, all right. Yeah. Just wait. Now, let me tell you, ma'am, okay, before you go to the bank, I want to, because we are legitimate, so I am not going to hide anything from you. I'm going to make everything crystal clear to you. The transaction, okay, which you are going to make, okay, don't get suspicious about it. Why? Because, why I'm telling you, because the 20,000 which we have transferred into your account, you have seen already into your account, correct, madam?
Yes.
Now, what we are going to do just to divert the mind of the bank employee and the hacker, we are going to hide that money, 20,000, into your account. We are going to hide it. Why we need to hide that money? Because while making the payment, if the bank employee will see that this morning 20,000 you got it from the Westpac head office, then the bank employee will get suspicious why you got this amount of money from the head office of the bank. They will aware the hacker that we are planning something to catch them. That's the reason what we are going to do. We are going to hide that money into your ledger balance, into your account, in your ledger balance. That means that money, 20,000, will not show you into your statement or account. So if it will not showing, don't get suspicious because we are hiding those money just to divert the mind of the hacker and the bank employee. Okay? So after making a payment, you will get the receipt, and in the receipt, you will see a less available amount in the receipt. Don't get suspicious about it. Okay?
Yeah. And,
I'm just clearing it out.
Yeah. No.
Once you get back.
John Williams.
Sorry.
John Williams. And I'll have your phone number again, please. 04.
First of all, have my employment ID. That is the most important thing. MCA0786.
Hang on. I've got it here somewhere, but I can't find it. MCA.
0786.
Right.
Write down the number 0280917791.
Repeat that, please.
0280. 917791.
Yeah.
That is the NCA department number. Okay.
Okay.
So understood what I said to you. If you will see that the low amount in your balance, don't get suspicious. Okay. Don't think that you are making a payment from your money. No. We have hide that money just to divert the mind of the hacker and the bank employee. Okay.
Okay.
Because I need to catch the bank employee as well. That's the reason I need to do this, okay? So right now, I'm going to call in your mobile, okay? Just wait, please.
Yep.
All right, madam, you there?
Yeah.
Is your mobile is on?
Yes.
Okay. Hang up this line. I'm going to call you in your mobile. Hang up, please. Okay.
Okay.